A 7.8 magnitude earthquake left hundreds dead and thousands homeless in Ecuador. Global relief organizations are on the ground there. One of them is Georgia-based MAP International. MAP president and CEO Steve Sterling joins me now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you for inviting us to be on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you. Also with us from Bolivia is Stella Losado. She's a community health specialist for MAP International, and she's working with relief workers in Ecuador. Thanks for being with us, Stella.
Thank you. Good morning to everybody.
Stella, I understand you're actually from Ecuador. Can you tell us how severe is the damage?
I think we are all astonished with how severe is the situation and how traumatic for the whole country this crisis we are facing right now. It seems like every day is coming more evident the consequences of this disaster. It's so large that it's not easy to face in one war. It's many areas that has been devastating the whole country. The impact is very large, yes, in the life of people, families, communities, and the whole country.
Steve, MAP provides medical assistance, correct? What does that mean?
We provide in situations like either man-made or natural disasters, medicines that are vital to survival, medicines like antibiotics, wound care, clean in terms of having, you know, one of the biggest problems is after an earthquake, as an example, is that then the water gets contaminated, and then we provide antibiotics and ORS, oral rehydration solutions, so they can stay healthy and live. You know, and a simple cut, as an example, from an earthquake, if you're not treated, it can turn into infection. And that's really what we're trying to make sure we get some life-saving medicines into Ecuador, and this is happening right now.
Meaning that if I get a cut right now in my house and I put Neosporin on it and a Band-Aid, it's nothing. But if I do that in a place that's been torn by earthquake, it could get infected and kill me.
Absolutely. And then also the contaminated water, the infrastructure has been devastated. And so people will get sick through drinking dirty water, and we all get really sick from various things. And then so our antibiotics and oral rehydration solutions, and we also provide, you know, gauzes and gloves and all the support in the medical community to be able to provide life-saving support to their people who've been affected by the earthquake.
Stella, what's the biggest need there? Is it clean water?
Actually, it has become a very high priority. People are desperate to have drinking water at this moment. Some stories tell about people that are even paying $5 for a bottle of water, and whatever the donation of water comes to play disappears very rapidly. Yes, water is becoming a very important. But they also are in big need of antibiotics. A lot of infections are coming now.
Are there a lot, Stella, are there a lot of aid workers there working? Are you among a community of relief workers?
There's a lot of support from different health staff from other places that have not been affected by this earthquake, and volunteers that are providing support, yes. But still, there is a need for more specialized people like surgeons and people that work with those wounded patients.
Steve, people
that speak, physicians or specialized physicians who speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. And Steve, I wonder, you know, we've seen in the wake of, it seems like only certain natural disasters, the Haiti earthquake, for example, or the tsunami, that the global outpouring of charity and aid and money and supplies is overwhelming. Have we seen that with this earthquake in Ecuador?
We have not. No, not. I want to thank Georgia Public Radio for covering this, because you were doing a wonderful job. No, it has not, because of the election that was going on, plus Prince's death, and other media and news that's out there. We have not gotten much coverage on the Ecuador earthquake. And in fact, I've seen pictures from our staff and volunteers, and it's really horrific pictures. And I don't think the media has covered it to the extent it needs to be covered, because the need is great out there, and we need to come to the aid of our folks living south of the border in the country of Ecuador. So we need the help to get these people help right away, because each day is really life-threatening if we don't address these issues right away.
How did MAP come to be based out of Atlanta, Steve?
Well, this is a long story, but being a MAP, we are in two locations, actually, Atlanta and also Brunswick, Georgia. We have our distribution center because we ship our containers out of Savannah and in Jacksonville. But we have an office in Atlanta as well, because we believe that's where the global health community resides. So we've been in Atlanta for over 15 years, and we work closely with other nonprofits. So could we do this work together, and so we could help people around the world that are hurting.
So I understand the first shipment, the MAP shipment at least, to Ecuador will leave today.
That's correct.
And what's in that shipment?
You know, first, just to show you, because we have staff on the ground, that they were able to work with the Ministry of Health, we were able to get this done pretty quickly. But in the first shipment, we have basic medical supplies like antibiotics, analgesics, wound care products, and other products that will first, when you have a disaster, that you need those kind of products to be able to just help people who are hurting, but also antibiotics that will either topical or oral to keep diseases from literally ending a person's life.
Stella, you know, I'm sure that when your needs are clean water and medication, that you're not thinking too much about headlines. But I wonder if people in Ecuador feel that they're not getting the attention and charity and relief that they need or want. Do they feel that their disaster is not getting a global eyes?
Yes, I think that's a very strong sense that they are not being supported enough, and there's a lot of communities that are not being reached at this moment. Still, we are talking about 17,000 population wounded, and we have like at this point 48 still that are disappeared, 30,000 people displaced.
So it's 30,000, you said.
30,000 displaced people, and 17,600 wounded people in need. So it's a lot of need. We need the coordinates to support us with more of these needs to protect these people, wounded people, so kind of medicines and supplies to provide support.
Are the hospitals overwhelmed at this point? I mean, with 17,000 people who've been injured, some of them very seriously, I can't imagine they have the kind of capacity, Stella.
Yes, that's right. That's a big problem that hospitals, health centers, and health professionals have not been able to cover all this huge need that we have.
So, Steve, you know, this is not the kind of earthquake that can, where the recovery will be quick. Do you have any idea how long the need will continue in Ecuador?
A year or more, because when you devastate the infrastructure, and like you were mentioning about the hospitals and clinics and not having, many of them were physically also damaged, but we have to then replenish the stock of medicines and supplies that have been depleted. So this will be a long-term recovery. And unfortunately, the media doesn't cover much after the initial shock. And so this will be ongoing. And we have staff on the ground in Ecuador to provide some support. And we work with partners to provide the medical and medicines. We're grateful for support from our listeners, your listeners, and to help provide medicines that we have in stock in Georgia, in Brunswick, Georgia. We need to then get them onto containers. Initially, we have the initial stock going over there by air, but then after that, we'll be putting them on containers and then shipping 20, 40-foot containers to
on
Ecuador.
Boats.
On boats, yes. We could get much more product on boats, on freight liners.
Is it just, Steve, do you think it's just the election and Prince's death, for example, that have kept Ecuador's tragedy out of the headlines?
You know, I think also sometimes people react because there's so many people were killed, and the initial numbers were in maybe 100, 200, and then not into thousands, and I think that that sometimes impacts people. But literally, there's now, as Stella is saying, You have 17,000 people needing help right away because they've been hurt. And if you don't help those people relatively soon, those people can get infection in other ways, and they could also perish. So it's now you're trying to save those 17,000 plus other people who have been displaced that don't have access to water. So we're also supplying water filters as an example, so they can have clean water, so they won't get some kind of rotavirus diarrhea, and then you could die from the diarrhea as well.
So it's kind of a creeping disaster. It's unfolding over time.
It is. It really is. And I think people need to respond as quick as possible because we can still save these lives if we can very quickly. If not, if you wait too long, they will be too weak to recover.
That is Steve Sterling. He's the president and CEO of Georgia-based MAP International. That's a relief organization that is, as you heard, providing assistance to Ecuador after the earthquake. We also heard from Stella Lozado. She's MAP Community Health Specialist. Stella and Steve, thank you both so much.
You're very welcome. I just really thank you for what you're doing and ask our listeners to go to map.org and please help us to ship these medicines out to people who need them. And thank you very much.
And thank you, Stella.
Thank you so much.